Oh, pulled the shoot.
Well, people are writing in and calling him Radim Verbata.
Oh, yeah. He talked a big game throughout his career about, you know, never taking any games off because he would never do that.
He never had too much integrity. No, never do that to his teammates, never do anything like that. All of a sudden, feathers today on a Monday.
Right. Big Monday coming off a big weekend, and this guy, he's got the sniffles, and he pulls the pin.
Maybe he's really sick. Maybe you shouldn't be so tough.
No. I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Remember that college coach that was coaching with the from a hospital bed?
Yeah, that was in college football. Yeah.
Maybe you could call him up for the 3 hours and just have him on the line.
No, that would
be
terrible.
He'd be miserable. He'd hang up on us.
Ah, forget about him.
Exactly.
We've got a very prominent member of the hockey community on the line.
Correct.
Your boy.
Former teammate of mine, Anno.
Anno, that's right. Yeah, with the Leafs back in the day.
Yep.
Here's the head coach of the Canucks. The Leafs are in Vancouver tonight. Here's Travis Green. Travis, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I think you should cut O-Dog a little slack. I'm sure he's buried in his pillow, sick as a dog if he's not in work.
Well, when you were playing with him, if he ever said he couldn't play because he had a cold, how would you have reacted?
Well, I know if it was a cold, he would have been playing. He's got to be like, he's got mono or something like that, or he's got to be deathly sick if he's not coming to work. I know that's one thing about O-Dog, I know.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll give him the benefit.
We'll cut him a little slack, I guess.
You sold us on that. Yeah, well, although we don't want to give him too much because he'll come back in like February.
Well, he's made himself questionable for tomorrow. That's the thing. We're not sure if he's even going to be in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Day to day right now?
Yeah, day to day.
Yeah, he's geared up for the game tomorrow night. I mean, it's you guys have had a very good season. I mean, how would you define it so far, considering, you know, your history? You guys are still a pretty young group, but as of today, you're in a wild card spot. What do you make of the first 30 games in Vancouver?
Yeah, I think if you step back or take a second to step back as a coach, you don't normally have time to do that. But I got asked the same question earlier today, and I go back to the beginning of the year when we talked about what our goals were and what our expectations were. You know, I think those are two different things for different teams. A lot of times, some teams have expectations are, you know, they're in the playoffs and their goal is to win the Stanley Cup. When we started the season, our goal was to make the playoffs this year, and our expectation was become a better hockey team than we were last year. And you know, after 30 games, I think we can say that we're on track for both of those things to happen. And so we're happy with the first 30 games so far. We've become a better hockey team, I believe, from last season, and we're working toward our goal for this year.
Greeny, you know, you had some moves in the offseason. I don't think any move was better than the acquisition of JT Miller. Tell us how good he's been for you.
Yeah, he's been exceptional for us so far through 30 games. You know, I think we knew we were getting a skilled player and a harder player, heavier body. You know, I think he's really relished the role that he's been given, where he's a bona fide top six guy for us. But also, I think he's really... he wanted to be part of a leadership group and be a leader on a young team, where maybe he hasn't had that in the past. And with his age and his years in the league, he's coming into that part too. And I think he's taking advantage of that as well. And he's become a leader on the ice and off the ice in our locker room. He's got some swagger to him, which I think a young team needs as well, and young players, once in a while.
With Travis Green, the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.
Travis, I was wondering, you know, you probably get asked about Elias Pettersson all the time, but what's maybe one surprising thing about him that maybe isn't appreciated by a fan or a media member that you as a coach might notice, especially?
I think his commitment and his desire to win. You know, you see it a lot with young players. They get caught between... trying to be offensive guys, trying to lead or help your team by scoring, and maybe not being so focused or understand the meaning of playing on both sides of the puck and the importance of it and the value of it. And not only does he try to do well in that area, but I think he appreciates the guys that do well and are a big part of that with our team, which goes a long way amongst your teammates, but also in the long run, as you know, everyone, a lot of people in the hockey world understand, if you want to win championships, you need your best players to be able to play in different situations and really, when the chips are down, be on the ice and be able to play when it matters. And he's a guy that's, you know, he might not be there yet, but he understands and he's committed to becoming that type of player and work on that part of his game as well.
When you take a look at the National Hockey League overall, just period, with how talented some of these young players are, you've got Peterson, but also Quinn Hughes on the back end. You know, these guys are 19, they're 20 years old, and they play, you know, when you and I were playing young guys, they, you know, they took a little while to arrive at the National Hockey League level and maybe kind of weighed themselves in. These young players that you're coaching now, they hit the ground running. You know, is it just a mindset? Is it a skill set? Like, you know, tell me what you see as far as, you know, these young players and how they're able to adapt so quickly.
Well, I think, A, we've been very fortunate. We've got a couple of young guys that have stepped into the league, and we're lucky at the type of people they are and the type of personalities they have. You know, they don't seem to get rattled. They're very good teammates as well. They appreciate parts of the game that, like I said earlier, that are hard to install in players. But I also think it's, you know, part of it is the youth movement with young players and how good they are from a young age, the level of play that they play at in as they grow up. We're talking about a player that's played elite hockey. Both these young guys played under pressure situations, and they're also exceptional talents where, if you don't have the talent, it doesn't matter what kind of poise you have. That's never going to matter. But we've been really lucky with the mindset of these two guys, never mind their talent and their commitment. They're also committed to being really good players, which I love as a coach.
We're chatting with Travis Green, the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. The Maple Leafs are in Vancouver taking on the Canucks tomorrow night. And I'm just on your Hockey DB page back in 01-02 when you played your first year here in Toronto. And you had teammates like Ty Domi, Wade Bielak, Shane Corson, Darcy Tucker, Gary Roberts. I don't know if you guys led the league in fights that year, but I'm sure you were on a short list. The reason I bring that up is the Leafs had their first fight of the year on Saturday night, and it wasn't really much of a fight, but it technically got called a fight. Travis Dermott, Troy Brouwer, 31 games into the season. And as you prepare for them tomorrow night, you know fights are not going to be a part of it. They're not an overly physical team. How does that change maybe the way you approach the Leafs compared to other teams in the league where they're not going to get involved physically? They're not looking for fights. They're not looking for scrums. Does that affect you at all as a coach as you plan for the game?
I think from team to team, you talk about different traits of a group. You know, there's a lot of teams in the league now. The league in general, there isn't as many fights. So you're not talking about to your team about, you know, you, as far as fighting goes, you don't really mention that too much in the league right now. I think the style of game from team to team changes. I think it's no secret that, you know, with Toronto, they're a puck possession team. They want to make plays, and they're very good at it. They've got some high-end skill, and taking away time and space is obviously part of probably every team's pre-scout. But it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it when you're playing against highly skilled team. I think the way the league going, having inner compete is so important right now. Being able to be hard on a puck with that skill is something that everyone's preaching.
What do you think is the bigger difference from your era when you were playing to the game you're seeing today? Is it the pace of the game, or is it, you know, the toughness and how that's fallen off?
I think it's just the skill level of the game in general right now. It's so fast, and you know, you go right through the lineups where you have players on your third and fourth line that they're exceptionally talented players still, and they're if you can't skate in the league and you can't make a play with the puck, no matter how tough you are or gritty you are, it's a tough league to play in, and you know, the more skill you have, but the more, you know, combination of hard skill and skill, the better you off are you off, better are you're going to be. Sorry, and you know, obviously you need your skilled players to be able to play when it's hard. And I think when you look at the Leafs, they've had success, and they've got a very good team.
Well, Travis, I'm glad Brian brought up fighting. I was looking at your hockeyfights.com page, You fought some like tough dudes over the years, like Darius Kasparaitis, Brandon Morrow. Is there one of, I think you have 11 fights in your career. Is there one like you remember most as being either a train wreck or
or your best fight? Maybe you won a couple fights.
Or a triumph.
There wasn't a lot of triumphs, I can tell you that. There was a lot of hidden banana peels. Probably two fights that I remember that stick out. One was against
Asham?
Who was the tough? Asham, Aaron Asham. And I remember fighting him in Montreal. And all I can remember is hearing Tux and Cor standing behind me telling me to grab on. Here it comes. A couple going by my ear. And then I remember fighting Gary Roberts, when I came back to Toronto from when I was with Boston. I call it make a mistake or call it took advantage. I took a run at Rob's from behind, and he didn't really appreciate it and more or less dragged me from the bench. And I also forgot that Rob's was a lefty. So in the midst of about 10 lefts flying by my head, I was frantically trying to grab on and get to the slip on a banana peel, and had a hard time pulling that bull moose to the ice. So
no kidding.
When I looked down, my pinky finger was sticking out sideways. I was grabbing on so hard. But you know what? It's funny how the game has changed, but there still is the odd occasional fight. You watch last night watching the Jets and the Ducks play, and you see
Ehlers and Getzlaff. Yeah,
and you know that's a skilled player that has been through the wars a little bit with Winnipeg over the last few years, and I don't think that player probably would have done that a few years ago, and it still happens occasionally, and it's part of the game, and until it's not, you're still going to see it happen once in a while.
Well, we have this discussion whenever, like, Crosby gets into a fight. Do you want to see it happen? I mean, to your point, it can. I don't believe Elias Pettersson's been in a fight yet. But if it were to happen, I mean, there's not much you can do about it, right? You just hope he survives and maybe gets a win and gets out there after 5 minutes.
Well, I don't think anyone wants their high-end skill guys fighting, and I'm definitely one of those guys. I don't want to ever see Petey's gloves come off, but you know what, if it ever happens, it's part of the game, and you hope he hangs in there. But I watched Mo last night talk about it, Paul Maurice, about Ehlers fighting, and he more or less said the same lines. He's not looking for him to fight, but he's learned to be sneaky. He's got a sneaky left hook or something like that, he said. But you definitely aren't looking for your young, skilled players to start dropping their gloves by any means. But you do learn a lot as you go in the league, and the longer you're in the league, the more you learn.
Well, we had Ray on the last hour, and Ray said he was really good at picking guys' gloves up. That's what he was good at.
Yeah, I think Ray was the king of and squawking from the backside while the fight was going on. Sure, you could count on that.
Oh yeah,
I know I got him beat in the fight department, and who had more?
Oh yeah,
he had a couple. He always tells us about Stumpy Thomas. Yeah. He didn't know who Stumpy was, and he said Steve Thomas.
They found out the hard way.
Said he got 15 in before he could even blink.
Yeah, he said he came in third in that fight.
So
that seems about right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, best of luck tomorrow night and the rest of the way, and we always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for doing this today.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Travis Green, the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.